Kendrick Lamar isn't all about rap.
Winning it, every decision Kendrick gets mastered, that mastered it, isn't it? Lovely how menaces turn attraction, pivoting rappers finish a fraction.
As you can hear in the song Mama, there's a lot going on behind the beat. Lamar's new album is called To Pimp a Butterfly, and the early buzz is all good.
Marcus Moore joins us to talk about the new album and the artist. Marcus is a music critic for The Washington Post, the city paper, and Pitchfork, and does a little work for us here at WTOP. Great to have you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, so To Pimp a Butterfly, does Kendrick Lamar take another musical step forward as an artist? Already people think of him as one of the greats at this moment. Has he gone even farther?
I think he has gone farther. He generated a lot of buzz in 2012 with his debut solo album, Good Kid, Mad City. Mm-hmm. And even on that one, even though it was very progressive, it was a straight-up rap release. And I think on this one in particular, he's delving into jazz, bebop, funk, that sort of thing. So on this album in particular, he's definitely jumping out there and trying to progress more so as an artist and an MC.
Some of the songs are pretty rich with social and political observations, like this one, The Blacker the Berry.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. Once I finish this, witnesses will confess what I mean. I mean, it's evident that I'm irrelevant to society.
What are you thinking when you hear that tune?
You know, when I hear that song and when I heard it for the first time, it's very unapologetic. You know, he's talking about some real things that I think really need to be discussed, especially given, you know, the uprisings in Ferguson and things like that. He decided to take this opposite take and just really, really talk about things that needed to be discussed, things that may have been taboo in previous years. So he's just kind of jumping out there and talking about things that may be uncomfortable. And I think that's a good thing for music.
He certainly seems to dig deep emotionally on some stuff. Is that really is what separates him from most rappers?
That's exactly what separates him. Like, one of my biggest criticisms of mainstream rap music, or just mainstream music in general, is that if you've heard one song, you've heard it all. You know, I always joke that I can take one review and just kind of plug it into other ones and it still works. But with this one, I think he's really setting a precedent that you can talk about personal things. You can talk about depression. You can talk about struggles with your own self-image. And, you know, you can make it accessible enough for other people who may be struggling with the same things, and also make flat out good music. I think that's what he does best, and that's what makes him stand out.
Isn't that what it's all about when it comes to art, connecting with somebody on the other side?
You know, you would think so. that's definitely what art is supposed to be about, and that's definitely what his art is about. It's just getting back to connecting to the actual listener, not necessarily talking above their heads, but talking to him on a real ground, a real roots level. And I think that's what set Kendrick apart, sets him apart.
Final 30 seconds. Mixtapes, full-blown albums, a tour with Kanye West. He gets a Grammy a couple months ago. Where does he go? How far can he go?
With Kendrick, honestly, the sky is the limit. The thing that I've noticed about him is that he really doesn't care about the hype. He just really wants to create. So I think with Kendrick Lamar, if he just keeps making the same music that he's doing, if he just kind of makes art that he wants to make, I think he's good to go. He can go anywhere he wants to.
Every decision Kendrick gets mastered, that mastered it, isn't it?
We've been talking about Kendrick Lamar with Marcus Moore. He's a music critic for The Washington Post, The Washington City Paper, and Pitchfork. Marcus, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.